This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Su Studio.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a Roni parody cartoon that I do up on YouTube, so go check that out. Joining me is, gosh, just someone I really adore. It's Ronnie Karam, co-host of Roast Pricks, which is a Bachelor podcast. What is going on, Ronnie? Well, guess what? It's the first week of July. Very exciting. We have shows this month. We have tickets still available for our Cleveland and Baltimore shows. That's on the 25th and the 27th, respectively, of July. A few weeks left. Go get your tickets. We're going to have a great, 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 great time. I'm excited. I've never been to Cleveland before, and I haven't been to Baltimore in years and years and years. Hoping to get some crabs, if I can, while they're both coins. So come see us there. Go to watchercrappens.com to get tickets for Cleveland and Baltimore before it's too late. And while you're there, feel free to check out our other shows, which are Charlotte, Nashville, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, two shows in Chicago, two shows in New York, St. Louis, two shows in Philly, Seattle. Seattle is our last show of the year. Next week, I believe, we are announcing at least one more city that's going to be happening. We're going to be going back to a city that we've been to. Very exciting stuff. You can get all your tickets at watchercrappens.com. That's also where you can get your merchandise. We have some wonderful things there. We got Martini Medicine. We got Dorinda. Wait, that stuff's still up, right, Ronnie?
It sure is.
We have Team LVP stuff. So really, really fun merch. And also, we just signed up for Cameo at long last. Everyone's been saying, when are you going to get on to Cameo? Well, we're both on there. Ronnie's at Ronnie Karam. I'm at Ben Mandelker. Come, if you want a shout out or whatever, do the Cameo thing. Come find us on there. And then, of course, if you're a Patreon supporter, you get access to things like bonus episode. This week is part two of our Big Brother cast preview, which is funny because the show's already been airing, but we recorded it before the show started to air. So go, that'll be fun, I'm sure, to listen back to what we said already. And then we also have, for our Patreon supporters, Crappens On Demand, where you can actually watch us do the podcast, not just listen, and a Discord server, which is like a big chat room, chat with your fellow Crappens friends. That's all the exciting stuff we got going on our end. But there's even more exciting stuff happening on Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Southern Charm New Orleans.
Yeah.
Southern Charm New Orleans. Great season. They're having a great, great season.
Yeah.
Loving it.
So good. It really is. It's so good. So good. So
we opened where we left off last week at a Halloween spooky tour through New Orleans.
Spooky times, yeah. And it starts with a really scary jump scare with Reagan saying, "We're getting married."
And everyone's just silent, staring at her.
Yeah.
And Reese is standing there with his like fake six-pack thing, yeah, costume, and he's like slumped over, and it just looks hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of stares at her, and she's like, surprise wedding. It's a surprise wedding today. And, you know, I would believe it at this point. And yeah. I think she probably should just do that and get it over with.
I know, at this point. Reese looked like he wanted to shit himself because he's trying very hard to endear himself to this group. But he is also very aware at how awkward it is that everyone met him, like, last episode, and now he's a fiancé this episode. And he has not been officially welcomed into the group, really, by any social cues. So he's shitting his pants. He has the same look as, like, the time he couldn't remember if he left, like, a flaming joint in the stalls where the horses are. He's like, did I light that stud on fire by accident?
Yeah. And after the silence, Rachel just goes, "Well, let me say congrats." So awkward.
"Let me say, okay.
I cannot wait to lecture this girl with some eggs."
Yeah, I can't wait.
You just see it, like, how can I get through to this girl? She's trying to come up with different ways. She's like, She's maybe like, I should have her count dishes. God, what should I do?
Kelsey has this look on her face like, "Well, I was just about to announce that I scored a great deal on a DirecTV bundle, but I guess now my thunder's been stolen."
Yeah, and everyone's like, "Congratulations. Wow." It's like, "Well, you know, Jeff knows because I told Jeff, and Tamika knows, but so now everybody knows. Now everybody knows. Now everybody knows now. Okay, I did it right. I told Jeff first. You guys mad at me?"
Haunted tour time. Yay.
And John's like, "Wow. You know, the scariest tour is being haunted by your ex-wife." Like, walking right behind you talking about her new wedding.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the haunted guide, Rose, who's probably just spent the past 15 years doing like a local Vermont production of Sweet Charity, is like, "Finally, now I can do my haunted tour material. Everyone, let's go."
Yeah, this haunted tour lady is very like poor person in Les Miserables, you know?
Yes. She's definitely like always been pining to wave that big flag around at the end, but never got a chance to.
Yeah, she was like the stand-in for the person who waves the flag, but she like never got the chance.
She's
to
like
do
a
it.
Swing. She's probably just like a haunted tour swing. "Well, normally I do the plantation tour, but I could do the walking tour. I could do the walking tour. It's a cobblestone. It's a haunted cobblestone. Everyone, look."
And Reese is like a little boy. He's kind of rude to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody they come in contact with. He's like, "I could give a much better tour than this lady."
Yeah. He's like, "I mean, look, it's not that hard. Okay, that restaurant, I puked in that restaurant. Fucked a woman behind that one. Let's see, I jerked off on a raccoon in that alley. Yeah, it's like pretty easy."
Yeah, God, a lot's happening here. Why do I have so many weird notes that don't make sense? Probably because I'm a crazy person. How about that? So the lady's like, "At the end of the day, you have a chance to dine in a spooky haunted restaurant. Enjoy your appetizers, everybody.
Go, 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 spirits of New Orleans. Go, 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 spirits haunt some people. Go, 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 spirits, you're doing just fine. You and your scariness ahead of your time.
There is a goblin on a cloud. I know a place where he can sleep." So
the Phantom of New Orleans is here on the street.
The one that actually makes sense.
I know. She's like, "I didn't have to work hard on that one."
I know. She's like, I would work harder, but I'm just a swing. I'm not falling for that one again.
Little city of horrors, little city. Doo-wop-a-boo-doo.
So she's like, have fun with the ghost. Oh, God, this lady is like everybody's dad.
She also,
you
like,
know, when you're a little kid.
she really was. He's like, I'll be right out here in the Ford Escort, because I am an escort for you guys. She also was like, oh, we're coming up on a house that's been haunted by a cat and a dog. I was like, oh, so it's like a children's book in this one. And Jeff is, he's like, yeah, ghosts don't really mess with me. Because, you know, they just don't, you know, they've seen my fruit platters and ping pong tables in the kitchen. Half ping pong tables, really. They know better. They know better. They see I'm already pretty crazy.
So it looks like a saloon. And Reese is like, this is like some Roman orgy or something. Like, what are you talking about? What the fuck is wrong with this person?
Yeah.
Who is this Reese? Where did this Reese come from?
Yeah, he needs to be not, like, they're eating at a place. First of all, they're eating at a place called Muriel's, which makes me think simultaneously of Too Close for Comfort, because Muriel was the mom in that. And also, of course, Muriel, you're terrible, you know?
I know. Poor place can't get a decent Yelp review because people just keep writing, Muriel, you're terrible. It's so weird that we have 3 stars, but everybody's saying we're terrible.
Yeah, they set a table for an old French ghost that dines there. It's like the most haunted table. Although I think we all know it's really for Toni Collette.
Just in case Toni Collette ever decides to stop by. She's like, yeah, they haven't heard that enough. Muriel, you're terrible. Let's go eat at Muriel. Yeah. Sounds great. She's like been trying to outrun that her whole career. This restaurant, kind of confusing. They're serving Ritz crackers.
It didn't really look like a restaurant. It looked like a shitty event space.
Yeah, I think that craft services is like, okay, no one's letting us shoot, so we rented this whorehouse, and we're just going to have some crackers. Okay, yeah, everybody, fight about a baby.
I think they're letting the ghosts do all the catering, because this was, you know, on a show that regularly shows delicious food, this was not pinnacle New Orleans culinary.
Yeah, this excitement was not like an Emerald Place for sure.
No.
So Tamika and Rachel are talking about how annoying Reagan is, you know. And
yeah.
Rachel's like, well, I mean, we were caught off guard, you know, I get it. We're caught off guard. I'm not really sure what to think yet. And she's like, she just slipped that in there because she thinks we're all dressed up for Halloween so we won't freak out.
I'm like, that's exactly when you do freak out, you know.
And if we do freak out, at least it'll be hilarious.
Yeah. So they're going to do a seance. And so Justin's already scared because if you remember last season, he he was really scared going to the Haunted Plantation. So he's definitely not going to do the seance. And so the medium comes out and she's like ringing like a glockenspiel or something to alert everyone. And Jeff thinks it's his text messages going off, which for some reason really cracked me up. I was like, I get you. So this woman, her name is Diane Honoré, the medium. And she, like, gathers people around, and she's like, I'm getting a Dugas, a Doug, Andre, William, color blue.
Michael. Yeah, she's just, like, turning green. A named one of those keychain racks in a, like in a tourist shop. She's just turning it around in her mind. She's like, Michael,
Justin,
Bill.
Justine.
Yeah, and she goes, there's not a William. Come on, guys, there's not a William. And Reagan goes, well, I had an Uncle Bill. And Reese goes, you connect William with Bill? Idiot.
Shut up, Reese. Don't make me take this terrible medium's side. He's being so obnoxious, you know? Because she's like,
well, I have an Uncle Bill, and he does have a blue car.
Oh, it was a stretch, but Reese did not have to be a dick about it.
Yeah, and Reese is like, hey, you know what? I don't know any dead people, but here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to come up with the number I'm thinking of, okay? It's a sequence of numbers. You got to come up with the number, all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to hit the trifecta.
4, it's a number of a horse, number of a horse, 8, 4, and she's like, 8, 4, 8. And he's like, no, horses don't have the same, 2 of the same number.
He is such a dick. Like, in the first episode, I was like, oh, like, I feel like he's a dick, but maybe he's cool. Now I'm like, no, he is a douchebag. And Jeff is like, you know, when we were married, Reagan would always get mad at me if I acted like an ass. And now she's not even saying anything to this dickwad right now.
Yeah. He's like, what the hell? Why did I always get in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, give her time. She'll be kicking him in the nuts plenty. Don't you worry.
Absolutely. So now it's the next day, and we see, like, pops of everyone doing different things, and we see John Moody hanging out with Jeff, giving more dating advice, you know, and he's like, you know what, like, when you're dating a girl these days, you gotta look at her baby pictures to make sure that the woman that you're dating, she was actually born a woman, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is these days. I'm like, wow, you're really enlightened.
Oh my God, is that what he was saying?
Yeah. I was like, how about, like, when people date you, they look at your SAT scores, okay, to see if you were ever intelligent at any point in your life.
Yeah, John Moody.
Yeah, John Moody. Oh, whatever. Jeez,
what a dope. So, at Reagan's house, Reese is playing ball by himself because the dog won't even play with Reese, okay?
Yeah.
That's where we're at with Reese, okay? The dog's like, fuck you. I'm not even playing with you.
It's not like fetch.
All a dog wants is for somebody to throw a ball for him. That's all a dog is born to want, okay?
Yes.
A nice bone, sit at your feet, and chase a ball. That's all a dog wants. But he's like, fuck no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Reese is just kicking a ball. Maybe that's why the season is so good, because, like, part of the Southern Charm magic is watching these, like, dudes do nothing with their lives, you know? So having, like, finally a guy who is just, like, kicking a ball in a backyard by himself kind of taps into the Southern Charm vibe and really elevates the show.
Yeah, Chunky Jeff. I mean, not Jeff. Chunky Shep. Shep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. Okay, so Reagan... that was rude. So Reagan's putting out cheese and crackers and lemonade. She's the only person on the show I'd really want to visit. She has the best neighborhood, and she's always feeding people.
Always.
So Rachel comes over, and she's like, Reagan's talking about how she has to get her bar application in because it's due tomorrow, which is very Craig. It's another Southern Charm yeah. staple. You know,
bar issues.
Oh my God, I forgot that tomorrow the bar is due. I must have pregnancy I braided someone who was pregnant. I was so busy doing that. I should stop braiding people's hair who are pregnant. That's what I meant to say.
I meant to say, do these braids make me look pregnant? So Rachel's like, well, you know, I wanted to have a nice little intimate conversation. So we both cook, and we understand the delicacy of eggs. Reagan's like, okay. So she pulls out a dozen eggs, mm-hmm. and she's like, okay, now, last time we talked, it was about support. And you didn't hear from me that day, but now, every name I call of a place, person, or a thing, I want you to pick up an egg. It's like, where are we going with this?
Do proper nouns count?
Yes, bitch, I said names. It's okay.
Just crossing your my father. Bases.
Take one for your father. Take two for your aunts. One for the car I just saw in the driveway.
The ball that Reese is kicking around. Hold that egg. The ball egg.
One of Reese's horses. Okay. Your brother.
You have to buy some eggs, actually. So this is sort of like a meta egg. It's an egg for the eggs.
So she just goes through all these names until they're
she's like holding all these eggs.
She's holding all these eggs.
This is like some starting over house, right? This is like some vintage, like Yanla or the other lady, I forgot, where they would like, you know, like in order to get rid of your baggage, they like actually make them hold bags and then put them down and walk over them. You know, you're like, is this really helping? We're just being very visual about our metaphors right now.
Just seeing Reagan sitting there holding those eggs was cracking me up. And she's like, but you don't know how much I have going on. Okay. And she goes, so now you have to tell me how every person feels. Like how every person, was she saying how every person feels about it or how you feel about every
person? You know, I wasn't sure because for me, the egg metaphor had no payoff. She just made her hold a bunch of eggs and she was supposed to hold them the whole night. And I noticed that she put them down at one point. And as she prattled on about herself for hours and hours. But I'm like, are we going to get a follow through with the eggs? Is there going to be like a moment be like, and those eggs represent your emotions or, and that's the balance. But there was never like an aha, like, and that's the surprise why I'm having you hold eggs. She just was like making her hold eggs.
Yeah. And I think she had to say, like, for each person, she had to tell Rachel how they reacted, you know, or something, and then she could put one egg down, is what I was getting. Oh. And by the end, and Reagan just never shut up about it. And she's like, well, my mom is one egg. And, you know, I enjoy the French Quarter and getting groceries. I love walking places. God, the grocery store. And then Tamika. Okay, well, Tamika knew. But, you know, I don't know what even possessed me. And then it's like she keeps dropping these eggs. And then she's talking about how, you know, she moved, but then she went onto Facebook to reach out for Reese.
Yeah.
And then it's just like all these eggs make no sense. And then by the end, she's like, oh, I'm speaking of eggs. I'm pregnant.
Yeah. By the end, she was actually holding 12 chicks. I mean, it was like those eggs were in there a long time.
Oh, look, I incubated 12 chickens.
You know that.
She also, by the way, broke the Tamika egg, which was funny.
Yeah. It's like, it's not broken. It's just dented.
It's just dented and so then, yelling a lot.
Yeah. And Rachel's like, well, first, congrats. And she's just covering her face. Like, oh, my God.
She's just cracking each egg on her forehead. Like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. She's like, well, now you know why we're getting married. Because we have two mothers chasing after us saying, you will not get married after the baby. You have to get married with the baby.
Yeah. And then she starts doing this thing of like,
well, you know, like, you know, like, everyone's, like, I'm just, like, trying to figure out, like, where I stand with the group. Because, like, I still want to be with the group. But, like, it's, like, Jeff is there. And, like, everyone's, like, just mad at me right now. And I don't want to be. I just want, like, everyone to, like, step back. Just, like, let me live my life. Like, let me just, like, hold eggs on my own. Okay?
Yeah. She's like, I just don't want to tell my friends because everybody's mad at me. Like, what am I supposed to do? Find new friends so Jeff can keep them? I'm not sure what to do. And Rachel's like, well, who cares what they think? Do they pay your bills? I know I don't. And I was like, oh, what's the point of having a rich friend if they don't pay your bills?
I know. Oh, well, you know, they have, that's the benefit of being just part of a rich family, you know?
I guess. I mean, this kills my Julia Roberts best friend dream that I've been having. I want to meet Julia and her to say, Ronnie, you don't deserve to work. You don't deserve this kind of life. Here's a house.
Julia can still make it happen. Because we know, obviously, Julia's a listener, right? Hey, Julia Roberts, thanks for listening to Watch What Crappens.
Totally going to lunch together one day, okay? You drive to L.A., though, because I can't drive all the way to the coast.
Girls, yeah. Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.
You know, the other thing I was going to say is that, like, I think one of the subtexts that's happening is that, like, when they talk, whenever they talk about the group and Jeff, etc., I think, like, I feel like something that is, like, they can't say on camera is that, like, you know, like, she would normally not be hanging out with Jeff, but she has to be on a TV show with him, so she has to make nicey-nicey, and I think that's her way of being like, I have to coexist with him because I'm shooting with him, and I don't want to, like, you know, like, have drama, right? And I think that's what she's trying to get at.
Yeah. So then we go over to Tamika meeting Susan at a bar. We haven't seen her this season
yet. At the Munch Factory.
Munch. She's like, you know what? We went to a place called Muriel's, but God, it was terrible. Really. Really terrible.
Let's go to the Munch Factory instead. It's a lesbian bar at night. Oh, I can say that. I have a Subaru.
They sell carpets in the back.
And they actually, I don't know if you saw this, but on the side, like it, in the Munch Factory, there was like specials up and they had something called a Muncherita. I was like, please take us. Can we go back to Muriel's? I want to go back to the French Ghosts.
I like this waitress. I love a good surly waitress. She's like, all right, we got some gumbo. You're going to have that. Okay. You want a drink? And they're like, I don't know. What should we have? She's like, I make a good spritzer. And she said, what's in it? She goes, trust me.
Also,
she walks off.
Also, isn't spritzer just like wine and club soda?
Yeah. Well, wine spritzer. I don't know if there's another kind, but that's, you know, that's what I grew up seeing at junior league meetings. I'll tell you that. A little Franzi and some club soda, baby.
Well, I like the eggs, we never got a follow-up on that spritzer, so we have no idea how the Munch Factory spritzer is, but hopefully it's good.
I know. Regan's in the back trying to hold 12 spritzers. Like, Jesus.
Rich is like, no, you will stand there until we sell these all off, okay? We are upselling them today.
So they Reagan calls while they're sitting there catching up with each other, and she's like,
gotta tell you something, I'm on my way to the doctor.
She's like, what's wrong? What is it? What's wrong? Well, you know, because you're supposed to be my best friend, so if something's wrong, you're supposed to tell me.
Like, Matt, I'm gonna tell you something.
And she has to leave the table to tell Susan, which I don't understand why she left the table when she just comes right back to the table and talks about it.
I know. Why would you leave the cool confines of the Munch Factory just to, like, hear this news? You could hear it perfectly well right there. So, yeah, she's like,
we're pregnant.
Which I always think it's funny also when people say we're pregnant. It's not like Reese is carrying this baby, okay? I mean, he's probably pregnant with, like a snickerdoodle, you know? But, like, I think...
Yeah, until the man starts pushing a bowling ball out his butthole, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Say you're pregnant. Not we're pregnant. Okay?
What you doing?
Ronnie's
dad. It wouldn't be a trip home with that daddy coming in here.
Hi, Mr. Karen.
He wrote me a note. Making myself a frappuccino. Ooh. Would you like one? No, thank you. What are you making a frappuccino out of?
And no Whataburgers for you.
No Whataburgers for me is right. I'm a compassionate eater now, buddy. Love you, Dad. Thank you.
Wow. That is so sweet. He's making a frappuccino.
Sorry you had to see me playing with my stomach. My dad walked in and I was making shapes with my stomach, like when you make your fat talk, you know? Sorry you had to see that, dude.
My son needs a frappuccino right now. That's amazing that your dad makes frappuccinos.
My son playing with his
scratch.
Obesity needs a frappuccino. It's like, geez.
How does your dad make frappuccinos? You know what's weird?
I don't know. He didn't have time to write it down. It's so funny that he wrote a note. That's so sweet.
It's funny because frappuccinos are things that are probably very simple to make at home. You just put, like, coffee essentially in a blender with, I guess, milk and ice. But for some reason, I feel like I could only get them from, like, Starbucks, you know?
Yeah. Well, I love that he's doing that. You go, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, Tamika gives the reaction we thought. I mean, what's going on? I thought we were best friends. So
you called Rachel
before
you told
me? I'm happy for
her,
but I thought we were best friends. So, yeah. Yeah. You told Rachel first? I mean,
Wait, you told your doctor before you told me? Really? You told Reese before you told me? Really?
Yeah, and so, you know, poor Reagan, nobody's excited, but Reagan's really going about this in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And Tamika's like, oh my God, like, she's supposed to be my friend. I mean, does Jeff even know? And Susan just shrugs, like, who cares? Why are we talking about this? I'm here for one scene. You know, it's like Reagan upstages everybody at all times. Reese was right when he's like, oh God, we're going to upstage this haunted house thing. And then later he's like, are we going to tell people we're pregnant tonight? Please let's not do that and upstage another event.
Yeah. To his credit, at least he wants to, like, put some brakes on these things. Yeah. Susan's like, you know, I'm the smartest person on this show and we're going to, like, stop talking to me so we can talk about Reagan's pregnancy. Really?
And where's my spritzer? Can I get some fucking respect? Jesus.
I'm sorry, our spritzer holder dropped all the spritzers because she had to make a phone call from the back room, apparently.
So then they start playing, like, wacky 80s detective TV show music while Jeff is on a date, which I'm not really sure what that music was about, but
yeah,
okay.
I liked that. So Jeff is on his first date in 8 years, and he is, like, waiting for this lady, Alexandra, to show up. So he's, like, he's fixing the table because it's wobbly. He's putting a little thing under it. Which I was like, for some reason, I wrote down the table is his baby. I was like, this is his equivalent of carrying a baby. He's like, I'm going to tend to this table as if it were my own Reagan baby.
Baby steps, you know, baby steps to getting your life in order, you know, fix the table yourself.
Well, because you know, John Mooney.
That's the kind of man you marry.
Well, because you know, John
Mooney.
That
was my note on that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. I thought that was, like, really, I thought it was endearing because, you know, John Mooney would be like, bro, you can't, like, be fixing a table. You make the woman fix the table. Bro.
Yeah, probably. So Jeff is going on his first date in 8 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, my wife is ahead of me. And, like, I need to make an effort here. Like, yeah. Don't make that much, okay? There's enough going on. So, don't get anybody pregnant.
Yeah, please. So this woman, Alexandra, shows up and she's like, I'll have a Cosmo, please. And he comes back with, like, this white drink and a tumbler. He's like, I don't think this is a Cosmo.
He's out of ingredients. Sorry.
This is just, I think it's some turpentine. and candle wax that he melted.
Yes, he's taking her to this dive bar and the train's going right behind their head. She's like, wow, that's great. Thanks. So I'm drinking turpentine and a train almost ran over me. Thanks a lot. Shannon Bedore.
She's Shannon.
Jeffrey? Jeffrey?
Yeah, so they're like sitting there. But they actually have, they seem to like talk. They seem to have some sort of banter. Apparently he met her while he was wasted and he didn't even remember what she looked like and was afraid that a dude would show up, which might be a callback to the John Moody conversation from earlier.
Yeah. So he's like, well, you know, pretty much all about me. I'm in the NFL and I got a divorce. But, you know, it's just our first date, so you don't want to hear about that. Wife's probably going to have a baby with some guy. I'm totally fine.
I'm happy. Hey, do you enjoy taking midnight runs through gravel pits? Do you like doing that? Ever gotten so mad you just go running through an industrial area that's poorly lit? Ever?
Yeah. I come here because I'm so close to just being hit by a train. You know, sometimes I'd like to go stand out back just to see if it'll take me. Okay.
You ever just go jogging into the darkness late at night while holding an oil canvas? Ever do that? It's real fun.
He's like, have you ever gotten something new from Amazon and opened it and has those little bags of silica and says, don't eat this? Have you ever eaten those? They are delicious.
Hey, you ever take a ping pong table and destroy one half of it and put the other half in your kitchen and pass it off like it's a full ping pong table? You ever do something like that? Just me?
Have you ever gone to play racquetball by yourself and just let the ball hit you over and over again?
You ever stand right in front of go to a batting cage, you stand right in front of the ball machine and just let it right in the head over and over again?
So she tells this story. She's like, well, I was... I guess he's saying, like, what do you do or whatever, and she's talking about how much energy she has. I don't know how this got started, but she's like, I was an obese toddler, and I just wouldn't walk, and the doctor tested me, and it turns out that I was lazy.
I think she said that, like, because they bonded over Dobermans, and the Doberman helped her become a non-lazy toddler.
Oh.
She also has a dog named Pierre, and she goes, he's French. I was like, he wears a little beret around the house, passes judgment.
And he goes, well, are you still lazy? And she's like, no, and I'm not fat either. And he's like, obviously. I was like, wow, great date with Lilith. This should go far.
Throw Lilith from the train.
Yeah. So then we go over to Tamara and Barney. God.
Barry
Real Housewives of Orange County is coming back. I can feel it in the air. I'm calling random people Tamara and Barney.
Yeah, Barry and Tamika got coffee and they're taking like a walk. And we hear this courtship story that Tamika used to be an NFL cheerleader for the Saints. And Barry would go to the games and basically stare at her through binoculars, which is a little creepy. And then like one day he knew her mom and then he met her through the mom. I was like, oh, you're the one I stalk. And he says that as if it was like, oh, it just happened to be, but we all know he was right up in her business and knew the entire time.
Yeah. He was just putting coupons for free training in the mom's mailbox. Yeah. It's like free forever, training forever for free. So they start talking about his sports line. And the only reason that's interesting is because they showed a clip of Gian. Man, we need Gian. I love Gian.
Also, I'm a little concerned about Barry going into fashion because he, in his interviews, he's like wearing this blazer that has some sort of like shiny material that's interwoven. And it looks like he just got rained on. It's like, I just want to like dry him off, but it'll never be dry looking.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
He does. That's true.
Yeah, it's like,
that
why?
That is what that looks like. Yeah, that's a weird jacket.
Yeah, it's like, was it raining outside? Did you just walk in from the rain?
So, yeah, they basically talk about his line. She's like, well, here's how it is. She talks so fast. She talks like she's like yeah. always methed out of her mind. And she's like, oh, my God, like, we're so driven. We're so different to be driven. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, you're boring me.
Yeah, this is like a really unfascinating scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really aggressively uninteresting scene.
It really was. I was like, they're putting a lot of effort into this terrible scene.
I was like, basically, he's having a fashion show. The guys are going to model in it. And Tamika likes to get things done. And Barry is more laid back. I was like, great.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
The crew's like, wow, glad we got a walking crew for this one.
Yeah. Glad we got to walk around in the humidity to capture this priceless moment.
So then we're over at Justin and Kelsey's house. Yeah. And, you know, they do that thing where they get a map that says home sweet home. Yeah. No, I don't approve of that. So then they're, you know, popping champagne and getting ready for their party. And Justin goes into the kitchen. And he's like, well, is there anything at all you guys need from me? And the lady goes, get out of the kitchen. Yeah. I was like, geez, I love surly NOLA people.
Exactly.
It's the same waitress from the restaurant. She's like, yeah, get the fuck away from me and wait for the spritzer you deserve.
Munch factory to go. So I don't know, I'm like obsessed with that name, Munch Factory. You know why? Because in my high school there was a guy a year above me whose nickname was Munch. They'd always be like, Munch. I just always thought that was like the worst nickname. He was a perfectly fine person. I seem to remember, I never had any issues with him, but I always hated that they called him Munch. Who calls
him Munch?
Hey Munch. Such a, that's like such a bro nickname too. Hey Munch. Munch.
Hey, Munch.
Munch.
So anyway. Kelsey's really nervous. She's like, oh my God, all your friends are coming over. And I've been around them like before, but like it's always been in their environment.
Yeah. We're, by the way, Ronnie and I, before the episode began, we were trying out our Kelsey voices because we were saying how it's, she has the Sheena bubble throat thing going on. But yeah. She also, but her voice isn't as low as Sheena. She sort of has like a high lilting voice. So she's like, she's like Sheena,
but she speaks like this, sort of. She's like, I'm worried about Tamika.
I don't know. I don't know if that's really, I don't know if I'm in the pocket on that one just yet.
That's a Muppet. That's, but you know, that is Sheena. You know, our little Sheena Muppet.
I'm just going to
do this because this is how she sounds to me.
See, to me, that's a little bit more Reagan to me.
I feel like no, Kelsey's more like, Kelsey's just trying to speak high like this and she just wants to have a great time. And she's not.
She doesn't talk. You are.
But at this point, you are
living in your own fucking bubble.
I feel like
right
she's
now.
Like this, and I think it's really endearing. Are you
that
yelling
Subaru
at my
is
house?
Making you fucking loony.
Are you
teams?
Yelling at my house?
Yeah, I'm turning her into a Muppet.
Yelling at my house.
A woman with like some stripes socks is just gonna walk into this housewarming party and be like, get to sleep.
She's like, everybody, why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Are you singing Rainbow Connection in my house?
Fuck it. That's my Kelsey voice, and I don't even care. That's my Kelsey voice.
Okay, I'll make her like Kermit.
Until we fix it, that's what she's doing. That's
in their environment. But this time, we're on stage in my theater. Let's make a great show, guys. It's the Kelsey show.
So Justin's basically giving Kelsey a pep talk to be like, if anyone comes for you,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to do Justin's voice. He has like a little bit of a New Orleans. He sort of talks like this a little bit. He sort of talks. It's Justin and Kelsey. Okay. Okay. I gave myself a side cramp because I'm laughing so hard. He basically is like, listen, if Tamika is coming for you, you just like, you gotta like clap back and don't be afraid to kick anyone out of the house. And then we see like a montage of like Tamika's greatest anti-Kelsey hits, you know? So.
You know, he's like, yeah, this is our house. I want to kick somebody out. So tell me if you want me to kick her out. Like if somebody drops a napkin on the floor, they're out. The house, the power.
The power. Yeah.
So Barry and Tamika are getting ready for the party. And he's like, do you know who you look like right now? Haji from Johnny Quest. And she's like, your mama looks like Haji from Johnny Quest. And I don't know what any of that means, but I really love when people say, your mama. That's
me too.
My favorite thing to do. Your mom's like that. How about that?
Yeah, me too. Like, I just started laughing before she even finished the, she said your mama, and I just started to laugh. I was like, I don't care what the punchline is. She said your mama. So, I said, Jeff tells John he's falling in love with himself. What was that?
I don't know. I didn't even write it down.
Yeah.
So Reagan and Reese are getting ready, and this is where he's like, can we please not upstage another event with some of our news? People do not need to know that we're pregnant. Okay. Yeah.
He's like, let me just socialize with someone first and like have someone remember my name before we drop like another bombshell.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
No, I was going to say probably exactly the same thing you're going to say, which is that over at the house, at the party, Justin's mom, Dottie, arrives first. And I forgot about Dottie, and she's great. She's like the Lucille Bluth of this show. And she's just like, she's full of so much shade. It's just, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, she's like, oh, God, we have different tastes. But I love it. You're a millennial. Look at you with your millennial taste.
You know, I like an open concept. I'm sorry. Her name is Kelsey. That's what I meant to say. I like a Kelsey.
I love how free of thought your girlfriend this living room is. Wow, you put little thought into this.
Oh, look at this dining room. Wow. You got rid of the bookcases. I mean, I always kept them there because Jim Garrison, who's a historical person, you know, he used them when he was investigating the JFK crime. But no, it's great. I'm so glad you got rid of them and painted it this color of Kelsey over here. I mean, hideous blue.
I mean, you were stupid enough to think that this was actually Kevin Costner's house. So, you know, what's history? Hey, did you get a new toilet so we can just flush some history down and pretend it never happened? Okay, you idiot.
Now, remind me where that historic chandelier is. I mean, I always seem to remember it being right here by the staircase because it was so iconic and made its way into many publications on account of it being historic. I'm just not seeing it. Is it?
Yeah.
Did we move it?
Why would we get rid of a historic chandelier only to move a cheap, knockoff, lame, personality-free Kelsey in here? I mean, chandelier. Costco. Costco.
Is this chandelier from CB2, also known as Can't Believe It 2? I can't believe you got rid of the chandelier 2. CB2.
Oh, Lord. So she's like, okay, well, guess what? It was great seeing you. I have another dinner tonight.
I'm going to go. I'm just going to leave and just think about how you sucked all the soul out of my house. I'm just going to go down and go to the Munch Factory and drink a few spritzers.
Yeah, congratulations on getting the munch to deliver. Okay.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Wow, you really really put a lot of Kelsey into this house, huh? I really see her fingerprints on. And everything. I'll be at Munch Factory. I'll be there.
Everybody starts arriving, and Jeff and Reagan are super ox. Yeah. And then they start doing shots, and Reagan, of course, isn't doing any. Mm-hmm. And
Jeff is just starting to drink.
He's just like, hi. Yeah, so Jeff starts pounding them, right? Which means he's about to run down the alley screaming, crying.
Yeah, and we should also mention that all the guys got this crazy slow-mo entrance going into the party as if they were like in some Jose Bank commercial or something. Like, it's like you're just walking into a house.
Yeah, Barry's like, they're like, look at smooth Barry with his giant pit stains.
I know.
It's like, okay. that's an interesting. Look, you're hot. You don't need to wear skin tight shirts, okay?
Yeah. Especially not in like
pits.
Especially if you've got like, you don't want to wear pit stain colors, you know, like gray, a light purple. That stuff does not go. Like black shirts, black, dark colors.
Yeah. So Kelsey is giving Tamika the tour, and Tamika's trying to be nice, but, you know, it's Tamika.
Yeah.
So she's like, so that's the kitchen. She's like, oh, my God, yeah, you did a really great job of this place, but, like, you know, my favorite part of this whole kitchen is that wine rack over there, the little wine rack.
That little wine rack.
Actually, it's a tall wine rack, and it's taller than you. It's like the one thing in the world that's taller than you. Tamika's like, what the hell?
I know. That was some good wine rack shade on Tamika out of nowhere. Kelsey did well on that, I thought. That was like, she just really went in for it.
It's a lot taller than you are.
It's like, you did a fantastic job. Really, really, you did a fantastic job. I mean, you know, it's like mediocre, but like, you know, wine rack.
Yeah, so I like then, it in here. It feels like there was like a lot of important historical details that you guys just stripped away. I can really feel it. It's a good job. Congratulations.
Yeah. So Barry's asking the dudes if they'll model for his clothing line at the fashion show. God, I'm so sorry. I'm so out of it.
It's okay.
At the fashion show, and Jeff's like catwalking. I know. I think that got in my head. It's like a drug. Even not having it, I'm like, God, I should have said yes to that Frappuccino.
Oh, this will be like, it's like sliding doors. Like, what would have happened if you had taken the Frappuccino? You could have found the love of your life downstairs. Like, the mailman could have come by.
I know. Gwyneth Paltrow comes in with a Frappuccino. I'm like, what the hell? Gwen, is Julia coming?
Julia's on the other side of the sliding door. She's the non Frappuccino version.
You know what's so weird? In both versions of my life on sliding doors, Julia Roberts won't call me back. It's like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, you didn't even need to slide the doors.
Yeah, no, no matter what changes I make in my life, Julia Roberts still doesn't like me. So that movie failed.
Sad. So, yeah, so Jeff is showing off his catwalk, like, you know, for Barry's fashion show, which is sort of like, it's, you know, it was lumbering. It was lumbering, but I think probably it's going to be the best that we can get out of him.
So then Kelsey is looking at Reagan's ring, and she's like, oh my God, have you planned it? No, you do. I like your voice.
Have you planned your wedding yet? Are you going to be having a wedding? What sort of wedding? Are you going to have it on the horse ranch? What are you going to do?
Have you planned your wedding? I really love weddings.
I love weddings. Will you have lots of tall flower arrangements that are taller than Tamika?
So Reagan's like, well, we're thinking about the sandbar. She's like, what? That is so fast. Why in the world would you think that? Like, I've been with Justin 3 years. So I already put on the brakes.
Yeah, we're like really slow. Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm totally happy with being a slow couple that's not getting engaged. I'm like, I'm so happy.
And Jeff's like, oh my God, what is with the urgency, you know?
Yeah.
And Barry's like, are you upset yet? Do you want to cry? Please cry so Tamika can get off my ass. And she'll talk about how you won't cry. Please cry.
And then Reagan is, and by the way, like when Kelsey's talking about, like, you know, taking it slow, you can see Tamika's biting her tongue. She's like, must be nice to Kelsey, being nice to Kelsey right now. And then, but then Reagan's like,
I want all three of you girls to, like, be standing in my wedding.
Which they are all like, oh my God, we're going to be bridesmaids. I actually think it means that there's going to be a chair shortage and that they're going to have to stand. But either way, Tamika now is upset. She's like, really? Kelsey is going to be in the wedding now also?
She goes, I mean, I thought we were best friends. Like, first she's getting married, now she's getting pregnant, and now Kelsey's in the wedding? Who is this? Look how all those things are the same size in her mind.
I know.
But also, Reagan tells Kelsey that she's pregnant. And she's like, are we going to announce that today? And she's like, no. She's like, okay, good.
I need to know at least one thing for more than 15 seconds longer than Kelsey.
I love that no one is happy for Reagan.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then there's like a moment where Reese is like, I didn't know my name until I was 17 because my mom kept calling me son of a bitch or asshole or big time masturbator. And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Everyone's like, charming. Charming.
Yeah, I might not have been very smart in school, but I was on the Bader team. The masturbator! So then we go over to Jeff talking about his date to the guys, and he's like, yeah, guys, I took her to a dive bar. And John's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, John is like, So they actually FaceTime Alexandra, and John's like, listen, Jeff said that you have, like, the most beautiful hair from heaven, and it was like a mermaid kissing a jellyfish. He's, like, trying to do this, like, very intense charm offensive. I didn't really understand the point of it. I was like, this is a little aggressive just to beat that fact that you guys are all like FaceTiming her right now. I was like, leave it alone.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get Jeff laid, but it's like, why would, I don't know. I didn't get it either, but it was pretty funny.
Super Bowl.
And round. Alex is like, well, it looks like you're having fun at that party. Hopefully there's no fat people there. Okay, gotta go take a nap.
Yeah, sorry. I'm about to go watch a French movie with my dog, or as he calls it, a movie. He's French. So, by the way, I feel like we have not we have not really expressed how much Jeff is drinking through all this. Like, every shot is Jeff going back to the bartender, and he's getting looser and looser. He's like, Super Bowl went a date last night. I'll have one of those spritzers again, please. Thank you, Factory of Munch.
And then we cut to Reese trying to make out with Reagan. She's like, she gives him a kiss, and he's like trying to open her mouth with his mouth. She's like, ew.
Stop. God, when did I get pregnant by this idiot? When can I put my eggs down, by the way?
She just showed up with the eggs.
Rachel never said I could put them down.
So now Jeff is talking to Tamika, and he's like, yeah, guess what? Oh, it's Tamika and Reagan, by the way, and Rachel. And he's like, I FaceTime a girl. I went on a date last night. So I'm like, God, here we go.
And Tamika's like, well, why don't you just bring her? He's like, yeah, Tamika, look, I know you have my back and stuff, but you can be a little abrasive. And she's like, what? Like, if you brought her here, okay, yeah, like I would be a mean girl to her. Totally. Yeah, I totally would. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And he's like, but why?
Why?
He's like, he goes, I think it's because you care, you know, because you care for me more than Reagan.
Yeah.
And Rachel's mouth just drops to the ground.
Rachel, you know that Rachel was like laughing on the inside, but she had to pretend to be shocked for Reagan, you know? Because then Jeff is just like dropping truth bombs everywhere. He's like, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone cares more for me. I mean, they all feel like Reagan's just moving way faster, like too fast, you know? I mean,
guilty.
I mean, you're going into more problems than you had, okay? And I'm a former NFL player, okay, whose brain might be mush right now. And you're going to something even scarier.
And then Rachel just is like...
She's like, I don't have a problem, Jeff. There are no problems in my life. None whatsoever. And I'm definitely not sick in the mornings for any reason whatsoever.
And Jeff's like, yeah, I think that you're running from something. She goes, I'm running to something. And he goes, yeah, you're running to something, but that means you're running from something. So what are you running from?
I'm running towards someone who works in horseshit all day long, and when he gets home, he plays soccer by himself, okay?
I want a man free enough to pee in a horse stall.
And Rachel's like, Jeff, this is called encroachment, okay? So let's, like, ixnay on the runkinay rant day, you know?
Yeah, so Tamika's like, come over here. We're going to have a talk, okay? I thought I was best friends with Reagan. What do you think?
Yeah.
She's like, cut the shit, dude. And he's like, what? Like, I'm, you know, I'm good. I'm being good. I'm showing up. I'm being good. And she goes, yeah, but that's, you know, that's a game day speech, okay?
Yeah, that's
so cut the shit. It's not fine. It's not fine, okay? It's not fine. It's
she
not
goes,
fine.
She goes, you have a facade. He goes, what facade? He goes, you know what? I show up every day with a smile on my face. I'm like, Jeff, that's a facade. That's literally definition of a facade.
So she starts yelling at him. Like, she's stop like, it!
You're not fine. Fine. You're not fine. You're not fine. And at which point, Kelsey is like, is somebody yelling in my house? And she's like, no yelling. No yelling. You're being loud in my house. Tamika, loud in my house. And then Jeff's like, you know why it doesn't hurt? You know why it doesn't hurt? Because she's making a mistake, okay? And blah, blah. And so then there's like this all this chaos because Kelsey's trying to be empowered and trying to push Tamika out. And then a drink spills and it's like flashing to black and all this crazy stuff. And then it's like, yeah. To be continued.
To be seen, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that brings us to the end of some Southern Charm New Orleans, everybody.
It was fun. Okay, good show,
everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Go get your tickets, your t-shirts, your cameos, your everything else at watchwithkravitz.com. Okay.
Yeah, have a blessed day, y'all, and go get yourself a spritzer. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This is Fuse Tea in 3D. Mouth-watering fruit, perfectly fused with botanicals and tea. Serve yourself a little me time with Fuse Tea. Listen to our ASMR Mind Tingles podcast.